all that we need. This is last Sunday for Craig and Sammy. We have a storehouse of memories of his journey at New Hope. I still remember the very first Sunday he came into New Hope, some 10 years ago, I guess. He had a wounded heart, and then we watched God begin to do a work in his life. And all I can say is that, Craig, you are a stranger to who you used to be.
That's true.
And so we're going to miss you a whole bunch, and Sammy. And so I've said enough. Now it's your turn.
Thank you, Pastor Dell. Apparently, I'm here because of a request, and I don't know who it might have been, but it was by Pastor Dell. I know that already, so I'm here to do it. And I'm glad to do it, and I'm excited to do it, and I have so much in my heart that I want to share with you. Oh, there, I can hear that better now. I like to come to church in the Thanksgiving, and you have heard me talk about that before. And so today, before we go into bowing our heads or anything, I'd actually like you to lift your chins up, and I'd like you to look at heaven and look at the Lord for the things he's done in this church. And I'm sorry, I can't help but cry, and I'll get over it. But right now, I'm being attacked. I sat over there and I getting ready to come up here and speak, and the good Lord was trying to put something on me, and I'm trying to get it organized in my head, and I was up late last night trying to think about what I'd want to say at this last particular time. And I came in here this morning, and as soon as I came in the door, the devil attacked me and he gave me an anxiety attack. And I had to go out and get a drink of water and come back in here, but I'm going to work through it because I'm not going to let him get me down.
Amen.
And thank you for the amens, the out loud. I love that, to hear that. And I was so shy when we, at one time I thought, well, I don't want to interrupt a congregation or anything like that and say yes. And I remember Dick Shorb used to do that all the time, and I want to do like that, but I feel like I'm interrupting and whatnot. So thank you for that. And if you feel like raising your hands or anything while I'm talking or whatever, please do. Dell gave me all the time that I want. Well, almost all the time I want. He just looked up over there and he said, I'm not sure about that. But he did tell me when I came in too that people have requested and they love to hear my prayers and whatnot. And Julie and Max have expressed that and others. And I'm so glad to be here and to do this. And what I want to start out by saying is I'm so thankful that we have this church to come to and that we still have a fairly safe place to come to. Even though the world is changing, we never know, and we have to be more vigilant now than we used to have to be when we came into a place like this. But so, Lord God, thank you so much for that. And then I want to show you some evidence of how prayer works. And so I'd like you to just look around the room a little bit at the congregation and what little bit you do know about them. Are some things obvious, and there's probably some things not so obvious going on with some people. You don't know what's hurting inside, or what their financial thing is, or what their relationship thing is going on, or whatever. We can go through the whole litany of the things that can go wrong. God tells us we're going to have difficulties. But he's also faithful because he tells us he's going to take care of us, and he gives us Jeremiah 29:11. For God knows the plans that I have for you, not to harm you, but to give you prosperous and a hope in a future. And I goofed that up a little bit, and I practiced it all night, but that's the devil attacking me. But I'm going to go through it here. But he gives us those promises, and there's other promises, and I'm sure some of them will come to your mind. And that's another thing. You know, we come in here, and we sit down, and we start to pray, and I'm sure at home you start to pray, and like I was laying in bed, I guess last night it was, and I was starting to pray about what I would say today, and thank God for all the things that I had. And I laid my head over on the pillow and I'm starting to pray. And I get into about the first sentence. And the next thing I hear is boom, boom, boom. My blood pressure's in my ear. I'm going like, am I going to die? Am I something wrong with me? Off I go from my prayer thing. But I'm human. I can come back to God at any time and start all over again. And sometimes I have to start over two or three times because sometimes I fall asleep when I'm reading my devotional and I've got to do it two or three times. So, but he's a faithful God. And he tells us that we can do these things. Now, the reason I asked you to keep your chins up and look up to God, because when you look around the room here, let me mention a couple of things that I know, and I don't want to miss anybody, but has anybody noticed about the difficulties that Max and Julie have gone through? And they're still here. It's been overcome. And our problems aren't over yet. We're going to have more. But he also gives us salvation. He came and he died on the cross. And we're going to go and be with him. And we're going to have a new body. We're promised that. So thank goodness that we can talk about those things. And let's look in the back. Leon, whose brother met Jesus before he passed away. Look at Barbara, who had the leg problem, and she had Leon to help her cure it. Remember her talking about rubbing her feet and that kind of stuff? And look at Sandy and Bill. Oh, my gosh. Look what they've been through. I never thought I'd see Bill in church a few months ago, that he wasn't coming back. And I thank God for Ken and Grace, who were there in the beginning when I first came here and sat in the Bible studies and listened to me cry about my story. And thank you, Sharon, for all the things that you've done and for your Dick Shore. And I miss him, and he counseled me, and I'm so thankful for that. And my lovely wife, oh my gosh, what a blessing. And Patty, and Marcy, and Bob, and all these people that just show up in my life. Pete, oh my gosh, I think I can't say enough about Pete, so I'm not going to start. And so, and Eileen, look at all things, look at poor Pauline over there with the nose. It'll be better. You know, you got something you're going through, and Tom has been through hard. Crystal. and what she's been through. You know, I mean, we've all been through all of these things, but he's faithful to us when we have so much to be thankful for right here in the room. And so I just wanted to ask you while we pray in a little bit, for those sitting next to you, for those who are not here anymore. And we're thankful, Lord, for those people who are not here that we know and love. And Pastor Dell can name a list of them off. I was fortunate to meet some of them, and some of them I didn't. But those people all were part of our lives and have gone on to be with the Lord. And we believe that they're with the Lord because he tells us that they will be, and we know that they're believers. And I believe that everybody in this church is a believer. So that was something that was laid on my heart, that just to express our thankfulness for all these things that we might take for granted, and for those people next to us. And we don't know each other, a lot of us outside the church. We don't commingle and all that kind of stuff. Commingle, I don't know if that's a good word or not, but we don't socialize in some of these type of things. A lot of us do. But we have a family here when we come to church, and we're praying for each other, and we're seeing results. Oh! And did I not remember, if you want an evidence of prayer working, I mean, it's sitting right here, but what about baby Reese? What about Dan? What about the love and appreciation and the healing that God did in Dell's family? Oh, my God, you don't need any more witnessing than that.
Amen for that.
So I know that we all have a lot of needs, and I could go down through a list of things that people need, but I think I've already mentioned most of what everybody needs. So now I just would like to go in prayer and ask the Lord to watch over us. And then as I get towards the end, I want to pray for our country. And in Timothy, 1 Timothy and Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the letters of Paul, he talks to the church about what they need to do and how they need to stay steadfast and how they need to continue to preach the gospels and not to fail and not to grow weak. And as you read through some of these, it talks about exactly what we're witnessing on TV in our Congress right now and how we're being attacked and have been attacked for many years now. And it's kind of coming to a head, and it's like, what are we going to do? And we're going to pray very hard for our president, for our country, for our leaders. And we're told to do that. But I don't think in our lifetimes, for the people I see sitting in this room, we never thought we would see what we're witnessing today. And then we feel hopeless. How do we change it? We're just an individual. We may be part of some group, but is our group big enough to make a difference in this little church here in Olympia, Washington, or people we work with and whatever, how, and we know that we work with some people who don't think the same way that we do, and so it just, it's overwhelming, and we can become depressed about it, and we have to have faith, we have to trust and believe in the Lord, and we need to go to the Lord in prayer. And one of the things I believe very strongly was when President Trump was elected, the Christian vote had put Donald Trump over the top. And if we can only, you know, and a lot of people don't think, oh, we shouldn't talk about politics and church, but I don't think there's anything more political than Jesus dying and being crucified. So we, and the Bible tells us that we have to pray for our leaders and whatnot, but it also tells us we've got to take care of ourselves and do some things. And like Paul says in the letters, we need to continue to press the gospels and our beliefs in the books of the Bible. The Bible is our guiding light in our life. So I'm just trying to wrap up a little bit of some things that might be emotionally troubling you at this particular time, and then pray for our country. So now we can bow our heads and let me pray on that. So Lord God, you've put so much on my heart and to give a message to these people that you are faithful and we need not worry, because worry doesn't get us anywhere except some more anxiety. And you've got scriptures about don't worry, tomorrow will take care of itself, not to be worried about it today. Who can extend your life more than a day? And or not even more than a day, we can't extend our life at all. We have to trust in you, and when our time is called, you'll be the one calling us, and you'll be the one receiving us in heaven at the time. So now just let us give us faith, Lord, that we can stay in prayer, and that when we meet people and we have a discussion, that we are honest to you and trust in you, Lord Jesus, that we don't have to be political. We just have to say that I trust in God. I believe what the Bible tells us. And I'm going to do what's told to me in the Bible. And God tells us there's been things that he has put in. There's cornerstones out there. There are, and I know about a sermon about cornerstones where the boundaries have been divided and set. And that we will prevail, even though it doesn't look like it will at this time. And we can get upset about, if we read in Revelations about the Armageddon, there's terrible things coming down the road according to that. But at the same token, we're still told to stay in faith and trust and belief and pray continuously for our leaders, for each other, for our country. This country was designed by divine intervention. There is no doubt about it in my mind, in the history that I know and read and understand. So Lord God, we just ask a blessing on President Trump and all the members of Congress, no matter which side they were on, that they come to a conclusion that this country is a Christian nation, no matter what anybody else says, because we believe that this was created by you, this wonderful nation that we have. And I have just one more thing that I want to mention here now, and you can lift up your heads and we'll say amen there, but I want to give you one last example of how prayer works. This is my message, how prayer works. And I'm going to come back to Marcy. Do you remember here a few months ago when the power was out and we had a prayer session, and I got up here and prayed, and I felt the Holy Spirit come on me and tell me that somebody in this room needed prayer, and I didn't know who it was? I know Marcy, but I didn't have any idea that it was Marcy. And remember, we got up and we had some testimonies. And after a couple of testimonies, Marcy got up here and shared her story about the platelets that were giving her some difficulty and some blood tests that she was having to go through. And when she got done with that and started to get off the stage, Pete jumped up and I jumped up and I said, I think this is the person that we're supposed to pray for. And as you recall, we came up here on the altar, some of us, and laid hands on her, and Dan had the oil, and I did the oil, and Dell had me pray for her. The day before yesterday, I was over visiting with her, and she shared with me the anxiety that she was going through and the difficulty that she was having, knowing this was happening in her body and didn't know what to do with it. But after she got here and after that, and I don't even think that she realized that it was the kind of the same day, but once she let it out and once she talked about it and once she shared it with us, that after that day and that prayer, she felt much better, and she felt healed, and it was the anxiety and stuff was gone. And at the same time, I don't think it's any coincidence, her platelets leveled out. And that's what she shared with me. So when I pray for people, sometimes I used to think, well, I can't pray for somebody for healing or whatnot, because if I don't heal them instantly, I'm a fraud. And I don't want anybody to know that that's my passion. My passion is actually to pray for people. And I've met with Russ Bruder, who has helped turn my life around in that particular area. And when I shared that fear with him, we conquered that. So I'm not afraid to pray with anybody anymore for healing, because we know that the seeds have been planted, the request has been made, and God's going to work in our situation. We just don't know when, or we just don't know the outcome, because it's His plan. And we leave it up to Him. But we need to be involved, and we need to try and help people and spread the word of God. So that's where I'm at. That's what I want to do. I want to continue doing. And Eileen, I think you fell down the other day and you hurt yourself. Are you doing a little bit better today, Mimi? Are you? Good, good. So with all that said, I just love this church. I just love where it's brought me, because as Dell said, when I came here, I was heartbroken, and I didn't even know that. The first prayer meeting that we had here, Pauline, I think, was the first one to come up when Dick Shorb did the healing thing for us that one time, and Pauline and I think somebody else sat down, and I was overwhelmed, and I didn't know that I needed it. I was sitting here with Pete thinking, well, I don't need this, but I'll go up there and do it. And the next thing I know, I'm sitting in the chair, and they're going, I'm blubbering my eyes out, and they're going, what's the matter? You know, what's your problem? Dell asked me, you know, what can we pray for? And I said, I have a broken heart. That had not crossed my mind until I sat down in that chair, and they put hands on me and prayed for me to heal my broken heart. And so if you'd have told me then that I'd be standing up in front of this crowd or this group of people that love God so much, and I would have just said, that's be me. I mean, even though I've done some public speaking, I said, that probably won't be me. But here I am today, a new man. As Pastor Dell said, I'm a stranger to my old self. And I'm so thankful to the Lord God. So Lord Jesus, again, just thank you so much for what you've done in my life. Thank you so much for what you've done in these people's lives sitting out here in the audience, Lord God. And we just pray that we will continue to lift you up and believe and trust in you in each and every day. So your holy and precious name, Jesus, I'm done. Amen.